Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Cook restaurant quality meals at home with the Dunn Stores Simply Better collection.
Nevin, dear heart.
How are you?
Welcome.
Can you believe we're into September?
It's hard to believe.
Where's this year going?
As I say, it's hard to fathom that we're going.
I love that word.
Fathom that we're going into September. But everything back to normal. I mean, in your world, obviously, in our world, we continue to do the best we can, and you the same.
Yeah.
Working full time, bang, bang,
absolutely,
bang, away you go again.
It's great. It's great. Kids are settled back, second year and enjoying school.
Thank God for them.
Yeah, just first year went fast, this year didn't go fast.
And they're at that age now everything is a change. Everything is, as we say, every day is a school day. So things keep changing all the time.
And you know, it's the same school that me and a lot of my family, myself and my twin, went to. I have great memories of it. I had a great time in secondary school. I told you it's the first boy to do home economics, so they're enjoying
it. It is lovely, isn't it? Yeah. Have they a plaque up to you that says, no, they should have.
Here's some friends.
I'd say when you're gone, they'll have to put a statue. In Black Lion.
You think so?
Oh, I do, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, there'll be a knife and a fork. Knife and a fork and Nevin standing there in the middle.
I love it.
Anyway, what are you doing today, 5th of September?
I'm going to do two vegetarian dishes.
Okay.
The first one is a Mediterranean falafel tray bake. My wife loves falafels, and they're made from chickpeas, and you can get them already made. The interesting part in this, is roasting the vegetables and doing a lovely little dressing with a vinegar that I probably don't talk a lot about, a sherry vinegar, which is really, really definitely worth keeping in your cupboard. So it is. It's a great little vinegar. It comes from Cadiz, if I'm pronouncing that right, down
Cadiz.
The south.
Cadiz.
The home of sherry. Yeah. And it's a lovely little vinegar. But we'll talk about the vegetables. The falafels are already made, so you're buying them in the supermarket. We'll go through that in a moment. Mm. And they're made from chickpeas. So some aubergine, some red pepper, yellow pepper, red onion and courgettes. Lots of colour in this. So you chop them into nice chunks, I've said in the recipe. Drizzle that with some oil. And this is like what we call a tray bake, Marty.
So imagine
this is a nice big tray, all your lovely vegetables. And again,
so you're serving
this.
Three or four people here?
Oh, absolutely. It says four. Perfect.
Okay.
You're right. Yeah. And so lots of vegetables. The rapeseed oil, really, really lovely. And then we're going to talk about the dressing that we're going to use. So sherry vinegar, I mentioned, a little pinch of sugar, two cloves of garlic and rapeseed oil. Mix that all together and then drizzle that all over your vegetables.
Lovely.
Now this goes in, pardon me, in 200 degrees, quite a hot oven. And it's going to go in for about 20 minutes. Because the falafels are already cooked, you're only just heating them up. So what you're going to do is put in half of the dressing, roast off your vegetables, then take it back out after 20 minutes, say about, depending on the size you cut the vegetables.
Okay.
Don't cover them, by the way. 200 is a good hot temperature. And then what you're going to do, take it out, drizzle the remaining dressing, and then put your falafels. Falafels, I've just said a packet of ready, 2 by 200 grams packet of ready-made falafels that are made from chickpeas. Again, I've said that a few times.
Sure.
But I think with the roasted vegetables, for me, it's kind of the star of the show. And then that goes back into the oven for about maybe 10 minutes. All you do is warming up the falafels. Finish that with some flatly parsley. Coriander would be okay, but flatly parsley and a little bit of feta cheese isn't in the recipe, but I think that would be beautiful. Crumble that over, put that at the table.
Would you just need the feta cheese?
I just think it's... I really like this, the kind of, it's one of my favourite cheeses in a salad, and finishing a kind of like a tray bake like that, it just gives lovely saltiness and creaminess to it. It's a really lovely. Remember we spoke before, the Irish producer Centola cheese do a feta style.
You did, yeah.
So the original and the authentic one, excuse me, comes from Greece, so it does, which is excellent. Barrel aged, they reckon. But it's a really, really lovely cheese. And by the way, it's not in the recipe for your listeners, but just to sprinkle it with that, a little bit of parsley with that, and then serve that with pita breads and a little bit of hummus. There's a lovely Cork producer, I can't think of the name, but she does it for Simply Better hummus, so it is a beautiful chickpea hummus.
That sounds
really,
lovely.
Really it's just nice and kind of Mediterranean.
I was just going to say, it really is Mediterranean.
Roasted vegetables, do you?
Yes.
Yeah. And I never said, I know we're going the vegetarian route, but you could put a couple of little mini fillets of chicken onto this when you're roasting
the
vegetables.
But I think it's important to do something as well with
meat-free.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next one?
So we're moving on to Greece. Now.
Oh, right, we've gotten Greece.
Roasted vegetables.
You like Greece, I like Greece.
I've never been.
You've never been?
Never been, I'd love to go.
To Greece.
Yeah, I've seen loads of pictures, and one of my chefs was there last summer on his break, and he said it was amazing. wasn't it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'd love to go. I'd love it. I think their oil and their food and just very interesting. That's it.
Their food is lovely, but
nice people too.
Nice, very nice people.
There we go.
And again, you see, look where they live.
I know.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Mediterranean.
Ah, the Mediterranean.
The sun. Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, we were there last year and just fell in love with it. Wow. Isn't it funny? Anyway, so what is this that you're doing? Greek roast of vegetables. What is particularly Greek about these?
So I'll tell you exactly. So we're using...
You bought them in Athens, didn't you? What are you importing them from Athens?
We're using this waxy potato.
At
certain times of the year, they come from Greece.
Yes, they do.
It must be one of their specialities. Like, we have a rooster's here. This must be, it's kind of like a waxy potato, they call it. So it's potatoes, to be truthful, which it's 500 grams. It's quite a lot. You don't peel them. You cut them into nice little kind of chunks, bite-sized chunks. We have some courgette, yellow or green. Yellow's probably harder to get than green, but green, I think, is perfect for this. Some
the green tastes stronger, doesn't it?
Probably does.
Yeah,
good point.
I think it does.
I think you're right, Marty.
I think it does, yeah.
Yeah. I've never thought about that, but I think you're actually
right. It's a handy home hint for everybody.
Yeah, thank you. Marty's top tip for the day.
Go on.
Four cloves of garlic, which is crushed. And then a herb they use a lot is oregano. So you can use the fresh or the dried. Now, remember with dried, okay? So it says about 2 teaspoonfuls of fresh chopped oregano or 1 teaspoonful, important, of dried. Dried herbs are much stronger, so they are. So you're going to mix that through with some rosemary, fresh or dried again, and the same amount. And then what we're going to do is a little bit of olive oil, a couple of tins of tomatoes. So this is all going into the tray again, which I love. And then we're going to bake that off 200 degrees, same temperature as the last recipe for
okay.
the falafels. So it goes onto the tray. You're going to bake this for about 45 minutes. So you are, until the vegetables are lovely and kind of golden brown and soft. They're nice and moist with the tomato sauce, and then the herbs just give lovely freshness. And at the end, it is some basil leaves. It says to serve with some feta and some olives just on the side, and cheese again. So if you're going to get it, you could try the two recipes and use up your feta.
I never took to olives. It's not funny.
Do you know what? That's so interesting. I've only really got into eating them in the last maybe 4 or 5 years, genuinely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I used to like them at all. The green and the black.
I don't know.
The green I prefer. Yeah, I think
you see people and they're having them in the bowl and they're loving them and it's lovely. Just not me.
I know. Listen, you're right. There are some
stretches I can't make.
Yeah. That's okay.
It is okay.
You know, you've been happy with it, you know.
You know me, a packet of crisps me in the corner, exactly. I'll be grand. Glass of milk. Go on.
No. I just said this is kind of like a lovely kind of simple roasted vegetables that would be great with grilled chicken with a piece of fish.
Again, yes.
A whitefish hake could be glorious with this.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful. Haddock. It would work even a turkey, I was going to say burger, a turkey breast.
But the flavours with the oregano, with the rosemary,
you're right.
Beautiful flavours.
Nice. And it's light and it's healthy.
Yeah.
And it's a one tray dinner. It goes into the oven and let it roast away there. Just to again, it really depends on the size you cut your vegetables, just for your listeners, for both those recipes. If you're going to cut them small, they'll cook in half the time. If you're going to cut them chunky, which I think you should, it's nice and rustic. That's what
you
want.
Yes, because
you
get that full of flavour.
Yeah.
Okay, so just a reminder again, Mediterranean falafel tray bake, and serving four, and also serving four is the Greek roasted vegetables.
Yes.
That's lovely. What do we play? You can't say, oh, play something Greek. I'm just noticed one of the things in the Mediterranean falafel tray bake that you're chopping flat-leaf parsley.
Well, go on.
Play a bit of Elvis.
Oh.
Elvis Presley. We haven't played him for ages. Do you have a favourite Elvis song that you'd like to hear?
Don't walk in my blue suede shoes.
Okay. Because you said it, that's what we'll play.
Really?
Yeah. Greek roasted vegetables, Mediterranean falafel tray bake. Not forgetting Elvis Parsley there.
When you hear Parsley.
Artie Lyric, if I'm Artie in the morning, and Levin's recipes are available to you, as are his blue suede shoes just around the corner.
Thank you.
Stay home, Levin.
Have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. God bless.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Dunn Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready now, go.